The Ebola outbreak in West Africa has reached three national capitals in Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone. There have been nearly 1,000 cases and more than 600 deaths recorded. The World Health Organization says it's unclear when the outbreak will be brought under control, but some changes may lay the foundations for stopping Ebola. NPR's Jason Beaubien reports from Sierra Leone.
It's important to remember that this is the first Ebola outbreak ever in West Africa. So when entire families started dying, people were terrified. The early messages from the government were that Ebola is a horrible disease. It jumps from person to person. There is no cure. And if you get infected, there's a 90% chance it will kill you. But here, it's not killing 9 out of every 10 people who get it. Saidu Kane was given a hero's welcome last week when he walked into a community meeting about Ebola in a tiny village of mud huts in the Kisikama region of Sierra Leone. He got Ebola early in July, but through early treatment managed to overcome it. Kane ran a local health clinic near the border with Guinea and Liberia, where the first Ebola cases were detected. In treating some of those cases, he too fell ill. After 12 days in a Doctors Without Borders Ebola hospital, Kane had completely recovered.
I have been free and don't fear. Let us be born.
Kane is now going back to his old job to spread the word about preventing Ebola, but also to let people know that survival is possible.
So it's a very good opportunity for God having made me as an example to survive and then get into the community to talk to my people.
Awake and vomiting.
Yes, really needs an IV.
At the Doctors Without Borders Ebola hospital where Kane was treated, the medical staff are reviewing the charts from the 31 patients currently inside the isolation zone.
He cannot walk.
This Ebola hospital is run entirely in a series of tents set up in a field. Nearly every day, patients are passing away here. The makeshift graveyard outside the fence is overflowing. But on the day Kane was released, four other Ebola survivors walked out with him.
There is no cure, but that doesn't mean that we can't still treat it with success.
Tim Jagadek, a Canadian physician with the Doctors Without Borders Hospital, says people assume because there's no cure for Ebola, there's no hope. But he says the human body can figure out how to combat it.
This is just a virus like influenza. And when we have influenza, we know that we stay home, we relax, we make sure we take our fluids and let our body take care of the rest. That's exactly what we're doing over here. Our job is to kind of eliminate all the distractions from the immune system so that it can get to work, create the antibodies, and cure the patient so they can walk out.
Treating patients is one element of the response to this outbreak. Stopping transmission of the virus is the other huge challenge. Ebola is spread through contact with bodily fluids. It could be vomit or blood. It also could be sweat or mucus. Funerals here initially were a major source of Ebola transmission.
The custom was when someone dies, the relatives sometimes fall, cry on the dead body. They wash the body.
Temba Morris runs a government health clinic in a remote village of roughly 3,000 people near the epicenter of the Sierra Leone outbreak. Funerals in Sierra Leone, Morris says, are a very physical expression of mourning. Unfortunately, when someone dies of Ebola, the level of virus in them is at its peak, and the corpse is incredibly contagious. People have been told not to touch the body of anyone who may have died of Ebola. But changing that custom, Morris says, is very hard.
Especially when a strong relative dies, like a mother, a father, a child. You know, everybody wants to touch, everybody wants to maybe fall on this the dead and maybe roll over it to maybe express their love that they had for the particular person. So it is yet difficult for them to accept that one.
But despite that difficulty, he says people are accepting that they must stay away from the corpses of Ebola victims, and this could go a long way to getting this outbreak under control. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Kailaun, Sierra Leone.